Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome or welcome back, whichever the case may be, to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. We're thrilled that you want to spend a little time with us. Thank you. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care, very gently and safely over time, calms the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. And if you think you might want to give it a try, I want to save $5 for you. Come see me at bbkoradio.com, and we'll show you how to save $5 on your next order of Calming Care or Fortiflora. It's history in the making in Gunnersville, Alabama this weekend. The Bassmasters Classic turns 50 years old. And boy, are they throwing a party in Gunnersville, despite soppy weather over the past few days. He's the busiest man in the bass business this week, but my friend Dave Mercer with Bassmaster is going to join us a little later on in the show and talk all things Bassmaster Classic. You can watch him work his magic on stage as he brings the anglers across at the weigh-in today and again tomorrow. I don't know how he does it, but he ramps that incredibly exciting moment of a champion up even higher and etches a permanent memory in our minds of yet another classic championship. Birmingham, Alabama is the site of the weigh-in, and famed Lake Gunnersville is where they'll do their fishing. Some pretty cool stuff because it is the 50th anniversary of Bassmaster, the Bassmaster Classic. Like that retro tackle box from Plano, filled with collectible lures. They're going to give it away in a few days, and you do not have to be at the Bassmaster Classic Expo to win this cool deal. You can actually enter online. I'll tell you how in a minute, but let me tell you about this tackle box. One lucky winner is going to receive a set of rare and collectible antique lures from Rebel, Cotton Cordell, Hedden, Lazy Ike, and V Lures, plus a Plano 777 tackle box, just like those that they used at the very first Bassmaster Classic on Lake Mead. Bobby Murray won that event, and he said that before the tournament, that first ever Bassmaster Classic, all of the anglers were given an official Plano 777 tackle box, and they could keep 10 pounds of lures in it. That's it. They could also carry 4 rods. If your tackle box weighed more than 10 pounds, Bass founder Ray Scott would open it up and take the lures that he wanted to keep. If you'll recall, that first Bassmaster Classic, all of the anglers were loaded up on an airplane and had no clue where that charter flight was going. Hey, if you want to win this retro Plano tackle box and lure giveaway, come see me at bbkoradio.com. We've got a link there that'll take you directly to the contest from Bassmaster. You can enter every day, and the contest runs through the 15th of this month. That's next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. Maybe the folks at Bass should consider Lubbock, Texas to host a Bassmaster Classic, because Lake Allen Henry is churning out the biggins, and this is a pretty incredible story. Blake Cockrell of Lubbock, if you listen to this show much, that's a familiar name to you because we mentioned him a couple of weeks ago when he caught a 13-pound sharelunker out of Lake Allen Henry. Well, guess what he did the other day? He did it again. He threw his jig into 15 foot of Lake Allen Henry water, and lightning struck again. He said he'd only been fishing for about 5 minutes on a single hook lure, throwing a jig, and when she came up and turned, I knew it was a big fish. I looked at the kid in the back of the boat with me, and I said, "This is another sharelunker. This really just happened again." 13.28 pounds, 26.5 inches. Texas sharelunker number 584. But wait a minute, back it up a little. Angler Joe Castle of Nacogdoches caught his first ever Toyota Sharelunker. And I mean, it was a giant. Caught the fish out of Lake Nacogdoches. 15.34 on a Senko, wacky rigged in 3 foot of water. Caught it on his birthday. He's a leap year baby. Last Saturday, February 29th. Take a look at these two giants at bbkoradio.com. They're on the bragging board. Hey, while you're on the bragging board, take a look at this brand new world record black bear. Jeff Melito of New Jersey took this black bear back in October of last year with his bow, 700 pounds, and it was the skull that placed him on top of the record books. After a 60-day drying period, the bear's official measurement, 23 5/16. That tops the previous record from 1993 of 23 3/16. And Jeff Melillo has the new world record taken in the state of New Jersey. This bear, along with many other world records, will be on display at the Pope and Young Club's convention. That's March 26th through 28th, Chantilly, Virginia. Portiflora is America's number one vet-recommended canine probiotic. And I can save $5 off your next order. Just come see me at bbkoradio.com. Portiflora. Keep it handy if you own a dog.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, SDK Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Parker sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at BuzzardRoofNewsOnline.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world, human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, I know you folks in Elko are going to have a great weekend. Elko, Nevada, Sportsman's Expo is today and tomorrow. Today, 9 till 5, tomorrow, 10 till 2 at the Elko Conference Center. All outdoor-related activities and booths presented by the Nevada Department of Wildlife and the Elko chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. There's a free kids' activity room. They'll have fly tying, archery, laser shot, wildlife education, lots of vendors, conservation groups, good food. That's always a must. Elko, Nevada, today and tomorrow. Elko Conference Center. Calming Care is a canine probiotic that very gently over time calms the overbarker, the overjumper. A lot of people are really happy with the results they're getting from Calming Care for their overactive dog. I want to save $5 for you on your first order of Calming Care. From the trusted name Purina, just come see me at bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. There are two giant crappie celebrations in 2020. One of them is coming up towards the end of this month on Lake Fork, Texas. The other one is going to be in Branson, Missouri in October. We're going to talk about that October event a little later in the show, but right now I want to talk to Jay Reeve about this huge payday for crappie fishermen of all ages, all sizes. Open to everybody, Crappie Fest on Lake Fork. Jay, welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Billy. Glad to be here.
And if we're talking on the radio, it must be almost Crappie Fest time again, huh?
That's right. Seems like that comes around about March every year now. We sure look forward to it.
You bet. It's a big deal, big deal. And you guys actually, even though this is in Texas, it's at Lake Fork, which is, man, it's been pumping out the crappie all winter long, giants. People come from all over the United States to fish in this Crappie Fest tournament, don't they?
Yeah, this has really grown over the years. This is going to be our seventh event, and it's just gotten bigger and better every year. And thanks to some of the monster crappie that Lake Fork puts out, as you said, the reputation is growing, and this tournament has quickly grown into the largest big fish tournament in the country. And we get entries from, 7 to 10 different states, and probably going to be even broader than that. We already got one entry from Wisconsin. So there's folks that are crappie fishermen from all over the country, and they're going to be here at Crappie Fest this year.
Hey, those people in Wisconsin are sick of the ice, and they need to get to south.
Right.
Come south and catch a big giant crappie out of Lake Fork. Jay, one of the things that I think is just the coolest about this tournament, you pay a lot of money and everyone's eligible to win that money. The kids, the grandmas, the papas, the everybody, because it's a one fish, big fish tournament, and you can fish from the bank, you can fish from a dock, a pier, a boat, wherever. If you can get a line wet, you can fish, and you've got a chance to win this thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that's unique about this tournament and something we're really proud of. This is open to literally everybody. I mean, we've made it available for the bank fishermen, like you said. One of the guys that took home a big check last year fished out of a kayak. You know, it's just, you don't have to have high-dollar equipment to crappie fish, and we try to promote the sport by making this available to everybody. And then, you know, on top of that, you don't even have to catch a fish to win money this year. The way we've structured this, there's so many different ways to win. Just for paying and entering the tournament, even if you don't catch a fish, we have a new program this year. It's called the Golden Ticket program. And if you show up at the weigh-in and you were a participant, you get a golden ticket. And we're going to draw four of those ticket numbers at the end of the weigh-in, and each one of those winning tickets is going to be worth $1,000 a piece. So, like I said, you don't even have to catch a fish to win money at this thing. It's a great event.
It might be worth it to me just to pay my entry fee and never wet my jig. Just leave my rod in the boat and come try to win that $1,000. See.
Exactly. But you know, you get that close to Lake Fork, you gotta go fish. You know, there's no way you can stop that.
I'll fish in the number 3 wash tub, Jay. I'm going fishing. I like to fish. It's all coming up at Lake Fork on Saturday, March 28th. It's one day only. As a matter of fact, 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. You can still be at the kids' soccer game at 3 in the afternoon and enjoy this tournament. So it's at Lake Fork, Texas. Where's the weigh-in going to be? Where's Crappie Central on this?
Yeah, this thing has grown so big. We've outgrown all our other event centers. So now we're at the biggest location in Emory, Texas. We're at Raines High School out in the parking lot by the football stadium. We've got lots of paved parking in a big area, and we'll fill that whole parking lot up. We'll have some sponsor boats out there. We'll have barbecue. We'll have lots of great activities. Some other sponsors will have some of their products out there. It's going to be like a crappie festival. So just come on out and enjoy the fun.
Good. It sounds like fun. And if folks want to take a closer look online, that's easy to do, right?
Absolutely. Just go to www.crappiefest.com.
Crappiefest.com, and that's it. And all of this money, the truly great thing about this tournament is where this money goes and why this thing got started in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my wife is an ovarian cancer survivor, and the proceeds from this tournament, $25 from every entry fee will be donated by Crappie Anglers of Texas to the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. And, you know, this raises a lot of money for that organization, helps raise awareness for ovarian cancer and the signs and symptoms of that disease. So we're real proud to be associated with that. And, you know, it's a great event. The NOCC benefits, there's, you know, over $38,000 is going to be paid back to the anglers this year. And it's just a great event for a good cause and a lot of fun.
You bet it is. Crappiefest.com. If you want to learn more, or if you're driving, can't remember that, can't jot it down, whatever, bbkoradio.com. Come see me. Next time you're on my website, we'll have all the info there. Jay, good talking to you. We'll see you at Crappie Fest.
Thank you, Billy. Looking forward to it.
Giving away a ton of money at this Crappie Fest on Lake Fork coming up at the end of the month. And, man, you can get skunked and still win $1,000 at that event. Hey, you know, springtime not only means spawning time down south and ice out up north and a brand new fishing season for all, but it's also time to bust that shotgun out and head for the range and go shoot sporting clays. And I always say, if you're going to do that, do it for the betterment of someone else. And I've got a great one for you. I hope you'll join me as we shoot to change the trajectory of a child's life. The 4th annual Pull for Kids Clay Shoot. It benefits CASA of Tarrant County, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. Those CASA court-appointed volunteers speak up for abused and neglected children in court. The shoot is Friday, March 27th. There'll be a 9 a.m. start and a 2 p.m. start. Alpine Shooting Range, Fort Worth. raffles with gear, guns, punts. They're going to feed you lunch, throw in the golf cart, and your shells are included in this shoot. Tarrant County alone, last year, 5,842 kids were victims of child abuse and neglect. Your entry fee fights to change that. And I've got the info for you at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. Hey, the country of Botswana has made some very smart conservation choices lately. I talked to Corey Mason with the DSC about that when we come back from the coffee pot. And Rock Island Auction Company just had one heck of a gun auction. Did you hear about this? You will. Hang on.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
On April 3rd and 4th, some of the world's finest knife makers from the Knife Makers Guild and American Bladesmith Society will be at Stockyard Station in the Fort Worth Stockyards to display all custom and handmade knives, fixed blade and folding knives, hand-forged Damascus knives, and much more. If you collect knives or if your knife is an important tool to you, this ICCE show is a must. Beautiful engraving and scrimshod knives by world-class artists. But it's 2 days only, April 3rd and 4th in the Stampede Room. Stockyard Station, Fort Worth. There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lose.com or mrcrappie.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Corey Mason is the guy that I want to talk to about what's been going on in Botswana. I've got him on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line right now, the executive director of the DSC. Corey, welcome back to the show. It is always a pleasure, and I really appreciate your availability when something big in the conservation world happens like this, because I know that you and the DSC are at the forefront of making sound decisions all over the globe, like what has taken place in Botswana. This is the first quarter of the year, that show season, DSC Convention and Expo kicks it all off, and then there's the sheep show, the shot show, the NRA show, the this show, the that show. Plus, they tug on you to travel all over the world all the time. How many countries have you been in already this year?
Well, you know, if Nevada counts as a country, which I think it should, from my tour to Reno and Vegas for other conventions, that would count about four. But no, in all seriousness, I head to, I guess my next trip, I'll be in British Columbia for the Guide Outfitters Association meeting there in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you're never back home very long, and I know it's cherished time, and I'm going to try not to take too much of it, but this is a big deal, and I wanted to talk to you about this. Dallas Safari Club is greatly in support of this decision by the Republic of Botswana to lift the hunting moratorium that went into place back in 2014. People are going to be able to hunt in Botswana again. And that's a really good thing for the animals.
You know, it is. And there's two reasons primarily that we're in support of it very fundamentally. And the first is because the president there has done so in support of essentially the feedback that he received from the citizens of Botswana, community members that asked for essentially the reinstatement of hunting because of the direct benefit they received as local people and what they saw the benefit to wildlife conservation. And then secondarily, the fact of the visible acknowledgement of the role of hunting in the conservation of not only wildlife, but vast amounts of wildlife habitat.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me how people have to test the waters a little bit. Hunting has been so good to Botswana throughout history, but people have to test the waters and maybe make a change here and there, and they stop the hunting, and the country suffered because of it. Corey, we tell the story over and over, but for those folks that maybe they don't hunt, they don't fish, they're not really outdoors folks, but they're not opposed to it and would like to know more about it, how in the world is hunting conservation?
You know, that's a great question and one that we get a lot. And I think very simply put, you know, hunters are the ones that put dollars in conservation to start with. Maybe counterintuitive for those that don't understand that model, but if we just look here in North America, which is the most simple, easiest thing to understand, if you will, most relatable, if you will, is the fact that state game and fish agencies, which are the custodians and those that are given statute and the regulatory authority to oversee those, they are primarily funded 60+%, some up to 80% of their action, conservation actions, biologists on the ground doing work for all species across all habitats. Those dollars come directly from hunting dollars. If it's PR reimbursement, the sale of game and fish hunting license, whatever it might be, stamps come from that. And in the absence of that, those game and fish agencies, again, the regulatory authorities, do not have money to do the conservation work in which they do. If we look in some other places around the world as well, the ability and willingness to tolerate wildlife species, say in this particular example, elephant, in the case of Botswana, local communities, people's willingness to tolerate that animal that's a crop raider, takes human life, habitat destruction, et cetera, is zero if that species did not have a fiscal return value to those individuals. And so well-regulated legal hunting plays a very significant role in the conservation of not only wildlife, but vast amounts of wildlife habitat.
There you go. And that's as well said as it can be said. Dallas Safari Club, DSC, is urging its members, 6,000 or so worldwide, to have a conversation with a hunting operator in Botswana and learn the whole story and maybe go spend a little time with them, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, have the ability to have a conversation and support them, because there will be those that just simply oppose hunting for the fact of opposing hunting, not understanding the conservation value that comes with this. So in many cases, these governments need to hear words of support and words of encouragement, because they will be flooded by those that do not support that. So that verbal word of encouragement to the government as well as those operators goes a long ways.
You bet it does. And, hey, that's really good news. Botswana lifting the hunting moratorium from 2014. A little more good news for folks in the Texas Panhandle. DSC has a banquet up in their neighborhood tonight.
Absolutely. So the Lubbock chapter will be celebrating a great event tonight. There will be great fellowship, great stories told, if you will, and just a good time to get together and enjoy like-minded people.
You bet. And a tremendous auction opportunity for you, no matter if it's gear or maybe it's a cool trip somewhere on planet Earth. It'll all be up for the offering tonight at the Hunter's Banquet and Auction, Lubbock chapter of DSC. And they're going to open the doors early at 4 o'clock at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. So join in and have fun. Corey, enjoy your time on planet Earth, okay, while you're here before they put you in a rocket, send you away again. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Billy, thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
Executive Director of the DSC, Corey Mason. It is Bassmaster Classic weekend, the 50th Bassmaster Classic on historic Lake Gunnersville. The way ends Birmingham, Alabama. If you're in that neighborhood, don't miss it. Don't miss this very special Bassmaster Classic. I know they're all special. If you can make a classic, it's just terrific. But, hey, this is number 50, and they're really putting on the dog for this thing. And take it all in. Get up early. Go see the takeoff at the boat ramp down on Gunnersville. It is a sight to see. Carve out plenty of time for the expo. You're going to need it. And then get inside that Coliseum early, get a good seat for the weigh-in ceremonies. You don't want to miss that either. And, of course, the championship, when they crown the champion tomorrow evening. For details about what happens where and when and how to watch online and the whole schmear, come see me, bbkoradio.com. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, my friend Joel Colander with the Rock Island Auction Company is going to join us on that BBKO radio trot line. And we're going to be talking about a record-setting gun auction that they just had. But before we slip over to the coffee pot, let's enjoy a tale from our Camp House storyteller, the best ever, my old friend Ray Sasser.
Fishing lines resemble insidious spider webs. Once you're ensnared in the coils of monofilament like a fly in the sticky web, struggle is useless. The harder we deny the inevitable, the more deeply we become mired in the challenge of a fascinating and mysterious sport. Fishing lines are the threads joining an estimated 4 million Texas sportsmen of all ages. Suffering from terminal cancer, one diehard angler hired a light plane to fly him over his favorite fishing hoe. "I always wondered what it looked like from the air," he said. Anglers share a common ground based on water, the liquid frontier in which man is the alien. Much of the attraction in fishing, a sport that dates back at least to biblical times, lies in man's fascination with water. What goes on beneath the surface is far less of a mystery today than it was 2,000 years ago, or even 20 years ago. But the more we know about fish, the less we seem to understand about how to catch them. Luck plays a leading role in the drama called fishing. On a given day, the best fisherman may row snake eyes, while the novice lands a record. Who really knows why a bass ignores the first 20 plastic worms that crawl within easy reach and attacks instead as unlikely a lure as a flashing spinnerbait, an offering that resembles no naturally occurring organism. Such phenomena are precisely why the sport is called fishing rather than catching.
Hey, everybody, it's
Boy, you blew that one. Let's try that again from the top, Gerald.
That really sucked. Hey, everybody, it's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder, outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aladad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great-tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at SpringCreekSD.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, we'd greatly appreciate it if you'd drop us a note this week. Drop by the website, bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. Let us know where you hear the show. Our phone number is toll-free, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. And be sure to give us a like on Facebook, if you would. Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Kender is spelled like kindergarten. Big Billy Kender Outdoors on Facebook, and that'll give you bonus entry opportunities when we give away cool outdoor trips and gear. Joel Colander is with Rock Island Auction Company. Big things happen up there every year, and when they do, I give him a call. I've got him on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line now. Joel, welcome back.
Billy, it has been far too long. Always good to talk to you.
You know, we talk a couple of times per year when something big is going on with Rock Island Auction Company, and something big's been going on with you guys. When I see a headline that says largest gun auction ever, that catches my attention. You guys just had a whale of a sale, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But for folks that don't know, tell us about Rock Island Auction Company. Who are you guys? Where are you?
Well, shoot, we're right on the Mississippi River there in Rock Island, Illinois, just down from the Rock Island Arsenal. They used to make arms for our boys as they were going into Europe. And we're the number one auction house in the world for collector firearms. But it's not just collector firearms. It's stuff you can hunt with, stuff you can use, and also, you know, stuff with a little bit of history to it. So a little bit of something for everybody.
You know, if you've never been to Rock Island's website and taken a look at these guys, you really need to do that. Where can they go to take a closer look at you guys and maybe participate in an auction sometime or a sale?
Sure. It's rockislandauction.com.
Before we get to this huge record-breaking sale auction that you guys just had, talk to us about some of the guns you've seen go over the years that are just awesome collector's items, and somebody paid a whole lot of money for these. What sticks out in your mind?
We've had a string of those in four of our last six auctions. There's been a gun that topped the $1 million mark.
Wow.
Which is incredible. There's, you know, some of the major international auction houses will go years between seeing a firearm like that. So for us to have several of those is an embarrassment of riches, as it were. The coolest of which was the last military Colt Walker ever made. So it was a revolver from 1847, last one made for those Texas Rangers down there, in the Republic of Texas as they were fighting the Comanches. And that one breached the $1 million mark, and rightfully so. It was beautiful and had the history to match.
Yeah, I guess so. That is very cool history. And I guess that gun could be traced back to who carried it, who owned it originally back in the mid-1800s?
Definitely the company. So you would have found, you know, it was Company E number 120. They were issued in pairs. So someone would have had E Company 119 on one hip and E Company 120 on the other hip. And if you go back for the registers for those boys, you would have found the men. So I imagine you could narrow it down pretty quick.
That is pretty cool. Hey, you guys just had a huge sale. I'm talking about an incredible sale, more than 11,000 firearms that sold in just 4 days. Why the big push? Why was this? Why did it turn out to be the biggest auction ever, breaking all these records?
Well, we just had the inventory, and we knew we were getting more and more buyers. So, like you said, our sales of this type, now our sporting and collector auctions have been typically 4 days. And this one just ended up being packed full of guns. Like you said, over 11,250 guns. They had to sell them in 4 days. But what we really had was participation from new places. That was due to some internet collaborations we've had, but also because the Rock Island Auction Company president, Kevin Hogan, is running for the NRA board of directors, and he has had some endorsements in recent weeks that that introduced our name into some new audiences. And boy, everybody showed up with a vengeance and really excited to participate, and that showed up in the results, no question.
I guess it did. I've been wondering if what's been happening in Virginia, yet another assault on our Second Amendment. I'm wondering if that had some influence on this. I would think it would have had to.
You kind of hope so. Like, you hope that sort of news binds, you know, gun owners together and pro Second Amendment folks together and gets them excited about stuff. Some of it is we usually do see some pretty good participation in February as well. I think everybody's got a bit of spring fever and is ready to be, you know, ready to do something instead of being sitting around indoors. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't count out the excitement and passion that things like, especially the legislation in Virginia can kick up for us pro-gun folks.
With so many different gun laws in so many different states, I'm sure you guys are constantly keeping an eye on things because you do a lot of business online, and so you're always watching, making sure that you're within the regulations everywhere. But that leaves very little time for sleep. This is ever-changing stuff with our legislators.
Absolutely, and that's part of the game, and a huge tip of the hat to our front office who has to keep tabs on all that. You know, we can't ship somebody a gun and then have it be illegal in their state or their jurisdiction or their municipality. As a business, that's just it doesn't work on any number of levels.
Yeah, exactly right. That's a lot of work. Well, you guys do a tremendous job. And speaking of tremendous, if you want to see a tremendous array of guns, some collector's items, some, like Joel said at the beginning of our conversation, very usable. If you're looking for a new deer rifle, you're going to have a few options to check out at Rock Island, aren't you, Joel?
Oh, you better believe it. Our premiere sale at the end of April, 24th through 26th, and you can find us on the website, rockislandauction.com.
Joel Colander with the Rock Island Auction Company. It's always a pleasure, man. I enjoy visiting with you every time, and I'll be bugging you again.
It was good to talk to you. See you again.
Joel Colander with the Rock Island Auction Company. More info at bbkoradio.com. More info about this, too. I've got my friend Danny Souter on the telephone because a very important Beast Feast is coming up. Danny, welcome back.
Thank you, Billy. Looking forward to visiting with you.
You betcha. This is one of my favorite wild game feasts that pops up every year. There are tons of these things, but this one's really special because you have an outdoor ministry that advances the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing we can do. Tell us about Christian Outdoor Ministry.
We're 3 years old, Billy, and we'll do about 20 events this year, and we do a variety of things, hunting and fishing events, and from deer, turkey, hogs, exotics, fishing. We probably have taken nearly 150 kids and parents in the last year or so.
That's pretty cool. That takes money to do that. It also takes places, ranches. You've got to have resources. And that all starts with your Wild Game Feast. It's coming up in just a few weeks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's not March the 26th. It'll be at First Baptist Church of Richardson. We'll start at 5:30. We'll have a delicious wild game dinner. We'll also have some domestic barbecue. We'll have a live auction with about 21 items, silent auction with 20 or 30 items. And all of the funds that we make from that building go for two things. One, providing scholarships for kids to go on these events, and for also for the expenses to run this ministry. It takes money to run it.
Very quickly, because we're out of time, tell us about a couple of live auction items we can bid on the night of the banquet.
Headwaters Ranch in Fredericksburg, Texas, 7,300 acres ranch. They've got everything on it. They've even got elk on it. And so for $5,000, if you bid on that, you can get an exotic hunt. And then we got a Louisiana gator hunt, and that's kind of unique.
Who doesn't want to go to Louisiana and hunt a gator? That sounds like a lot of fun. If folks want a ticket to the Christian Outdoor Ministry Wild Game Feast and Banquet, March 26th in Richardson, Texas, where can they go to get more information?
They go to our website, christianoutdoorministry.org.
Hey, thanks, Danny.
We're headed for Lake Gunnersville in the next hour. Let's go stretch our legs a few minutes.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, you boys, get back in here off the porch. We have more chores to do around this old camp house today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thanks a lot for joining us. Greatly appreciate that. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by the world's greatest dog fuel, and that is Purina Pro Plan. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are Purina Pro Plan dogs. 89% of the champions. Enough said? Pick up the Pro Plan that's right for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Coming up later this hour, my old friend Dave Mercer, he's the guy you see on stage. He's the MC of the weigh-ins at all Bassmaster Elite events and Bassmaster Classics. He'll be on stage later today and again tomorrow to crown a champion, but he'll be on air with us coming up in just a little while talking about this 50th Bassmaster Classic on Lake Gunnersville. Takeoff's 7 a.m. Central Time each day at Civitan Park in Gunnersville, Alabama. Weigh-ins held at the Legacy Arena, which is part of the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex in Birmingham. Doors open at 3 p.m. for the weigh-in for Bass Life and Bass Nation members, 3:15 for the general public. And don't miss the Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo. It also is at the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. today, 10 until 4 tomorrow. By the way, the last time the Classic was held on Gunnersville, 2014. It took 20 pounds every day to finish in the top 9 places. Think about that. Anglers will share just over $1 million purse at this event. The winner takes home $300,000. Got a note this week from my friends at Berkeley. Josh Ward says, "Hey, Billy, tell everybody to drop by the Berkeley booth at the 2020 Bassmaster Classic and hang out with some of their favorite all-time bass anglers like Hank Parker, David Fritz, Bobby Lane. Bill Dance is going to be at the Berkeley booth. So is Jordan Lee, Scott Suggs, and others. This is the weekend that I always add another year to my NRA membership. That's because a membership will cost you $35. But this weekend at Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's, when you pay that $35 to become a member or renew your membership with the NRA, they're going to hand you a $25 Cabela's or Bass Pro gift card. Do that simple math. There's an NRA membership for $10 and $25 that you were going to spend anyway at Bass Pro and Cabela's. That's this weekend only. Oh, I wish I was headed out with you folks in Florida today to hunt the Osceola turkey. Florida's wild turkey season opens today south of State Road 70. March 21st, turkey season for the springtime will open up in the rest of the state. And by the way, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched a new online guide. Lots of information about how to hunt wild turkeys. The link is at my website, bbkoradio.com. Catch and keep trout season started last Sunday in the great state of Missouri. Trout season opening day is the unofficial beginning of spring for lots of Missouri outdoorsmen and women. If you are a trout enthusiast, you will have until October 31st to feed your passion as well as your appetite for fresh trout. Did you know that Purina Pro Plan has a formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or maybe they're older and could benefit from added glucosamine for joint health? Look for the Pro Plan that's perfect for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Wyoming is an incredible place, and the residents of Wyoming have done an incredible job of capturing the wild places and critters of Wyoming on film. Come see me at bbkoradio.com and click on this slideshow from the 2020 Wyoming Wildlife Photo Contest. It'll blow you away. This sounds like a fall festival, but it's a springtime deal up in Maryland. The 50th Annual Maple Syrup Festival at Cunningham Falls State Park. It's next weekend, March 14 and 15, and again the 21st and 22nd. Sugar makers will be there demonstrating the traditional way of simmering sap to syrup. And for a couple of bucks, you can sample the syrup over a hot pancake and sausage for breakfast. Then enjoy that hayride that they'll provide through the park's maple grove. When I'm traveling, I like those Perkins restaurants because of the pie. We don't have any in Texas, none that I know of anyway, but they've got one in Casper, Wyoming, and Robin and I make it a point every time we're traveling through Casper to time it out around pie time at Perkins. Coming up in Casper on May 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Wyoming Outdoor Expo at the Casper Event Center. That's the largest celebration of Wyoming's wildlife and wild places each year. Tons to do, and make sure you carve out a little time for a piece of pie. You folks in Utah have some new opportunities headed your way. The Utah State Parks Board recently passed a new rule that allows for expanded hunting opportunities within your state parks. I think everybody knows my friend, pro dog trainer Tom Dockin, but have you met his wife, Tina? You need to. We're going to visit with her next.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Browning. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Now, Billy, I've got to go fishing, so while I'm gone, make sure you leave those turkeys around my house alone.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch.
Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to the Camp House here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I want you guys to meet my friend, Tina Dockin. Now, most of you know Tom. He does pro dog training tips all the time here on the show. But his wife, Tina, is a very special lady. Not only is she a pro dog trainer as well, but she's a tremendous voice for ladies in the outdoors. As a matter of fact, she and Tiffany Lukoski of The Crush with Lee and Tiffany TV will be hosting the Saturday evening roundtable discussion tonight and participating in seminars throughout the day today at the 2020 National Outdoor Women's Weekend. Ben Avery, Clay Target Center, Phoenix, Arizona. Let's go there now. Tina, welcome.
Hi, Billy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You betcha. You know, when a Minnesota girl, a Northfield, Minnesota girl, gets an opportunity after a long, hard winter to go spend a little time in Phoenix, you jump on that opportunity, don't you, Tina?
I am looking forward to a little warmth, a little sunshine. I cannot wait. So Minnesota hasn't been bad. We've had a pretty good winter temperature-wise. But, yes, I'm looking forward to some sunshine.
There you go. Very good. Phoenix, Arizona is the host this weekend of the National Outdoor Women's Weekend, and they've made a very smart decision to give you a call, Tina, because you've got a great story to tell. You're kind of the face of what's been happening with women in the outdoors over the past decade or so. Lots of women are learning that, wow, not only do I want to go along, but I want to participate. I want to have my own bird dog. I want to own my own boat. I want to do it yourself, hunt that elk, that white-tailed deer, whatever. Why the big movement to the outdoors over the past decade or so, do you think, Tina?
Well, I think that the opportunities for women to get involved in the outdoor world has never been easier. And I kind of want to show women, you know what, it is not that difficult. There's so many learning opportunities, like Bow, Minnesota, becoming an outdoor woman. It's not just in Minnesota, it's across the United States. And they provide opportunities year-round for women to learn how to hunt, how to shoot a gun, how to fish. So there's so many opportunities now for women to learn that. And now 2020 is a perfect example because they're going to be teaching women how to shoot, and we're going to work dog drills so they can learn how to run their dog when they're hunting and how to upland hunt. So we're going to go over some of those basics, and they're going to see what was so hard about getting into this. It's not hard. It's easy, and I think you really got to start with a good mentor, because Tom introduced me to the sport that I'm extremely passionate about, and it just made it easier on me because he showed me how to shoot and hired some, this was the smartest thing he could have ever done, was hired somebody to teach me how to shoot. So that was the best thing he could have ever done. Ladies out there, highly recommend, find somebody else.
Absolutely. That's really good instruction for all of us, guys, because we think we know it all, and we know very little, really. And the best coaches, most times, for our wives are not us. It's someone else.
I agree. I agree. And you know, Billy, did you know that I belong to the AOH Club?
No, I did not.
The Adult Onset Hunter Club. So I didn't start shooting till I was 35 years old. So that's another reason I'm hoping to show these women, you know, it doesn't matter the age. And my dog is what drove me into this to begin with, because, you know, I had a dog before I met Tom, and I kept wanting to provide hunting opportunities for her even though I didn't hunt. So I started out by like, I'll get a dead duck, put it in my freezer, and then just throw it in the field once a week, and that was going to be good enough. But it wasn't. So I kept looking for more opportunities, ended up at Game Fair in Anoka, Minnesota, met my husband, Tom, and then my hunting journey began. So it's just been amazing, because I went through all of the stages of, I don't know if I can shoot a gun. The kick might hurt me. I don't know if I can shoot a bird. But then when your dog looks at you like, can you shoot a bird sometime while I'm young? Because I'd really like to get a retrieve in. So all of that was real. That happened to me. And I just love to go hunting by myself. I don't even need to take my husband anymore. But it's such a great way to be outdoors, watch your dog work. It's such an incredible sport. And I just hope to encourage more women to get involved.
Absolutely. If the story that I get is correct, Tina, you're an educator as well, as a dog trainer,
yeah.
A very, very, highly sought after speaker. But you also are a teacher. You teach math and golf, and you traded, some golf lessons to, Tom way back for some dog training. Is that right?
I did. When I met him at Game Fair, it was a strictly business relationship at first. So we traded. I gave him golf lessons, and he gave my dog hunting lessons. And to this day, he claims that his golf game never got better. And supposedly my dog was the best trained dog in the world. But we all know that he just didn't practice enough. And I made sure I did all my drills with the dog. So that's why my dog was so good.
Hey, and it's a good thing that you're a math teacher as well, because when he calls that 5 a 4, you've got the certificate on the wall. You know what a 5 looks like. So
I sure do. Yeah, I'm a 7th grade math teacher, and I love it. And Tom and I often compare notes. I'll come home and say, my 7th grader doesn't know how to add. And Tom will say, well, that's kind of like a dog coming in and they haven't had bird and gun introduction yet. So we're always comparing notes, because teaching and educating, whether you're working with children, kids, or dogs, they're all unique and they're all different. And you all got to find a way to make them happy and teach them what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes special people like you and Tom to have the patience to stop and read those children and those dogs and do it properly as well. Hey, let's talk about wild game on the table, Tina. I know that here in our home, 90%+ of what we eat, we either caught it or hunted it, harvested that animal or that fish. I think that's a big deal with women, isn't it? They like the idea of organic, healthy food on the table for their families.
Well, who doesn't nowadays? I mean, for me, it's called clean eating. And if I can harvest an animal and shoot my birds and put them on the table, I love doing it that way. And there's so many great recipes out there. Why not know where your food is coming from? Because these days, I mean, you can never be too careful in what you're buying at the grocery store. And even organic, sometimes you don't necessarily know. So if I can shoot the bird, breast it, and put it on the grill, I mean, why not? So there's a ton of great recipes out there. Mexican pheasant is my favorite.
Ooh.
So, yes, I agree with you. Love putting food on my table.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of why we've seen so many women and new hunters of both sexes coming back to our heritage in the outdoors. Hina is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. It's called NOW, the National Outdoor Women's Weekend. And I'm telling you, guys, if you go, if you escort your lady to this event, be gentle and kind and just keep your mouth shut. That's the best advice I can give the guys.
Yep, NOW 2020 is going to be a great, great event, and there'll be dog work and seminars and a banquet. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. So, yes, bring your significant others, bring whoever you can, because it's going to be fun just getting the whole family involved.
Absolutely. That's at the Ben Avery Center in Phoenix, Arizona, this weekend, today and tomorrow. Tina Dockin, thanks again, Tina. You know, if you were to visit Tom and Tina's kennel there in Northfield, Minnesota, you'd see that they feed not only all of their customer dogs, but their own dogs, Purina Pro Plan, as well. Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat for your hard-working bird dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with three other people for 4.5 hours. We're here. A company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. On April 3rd and 4th, some of the world's finest knife makers from the Knife Makers Guild and American Bladesmith Society will be at Stockyard Station in the Fort Worth Stockyards to display all custom and handmade knives, fixed blade and folding knives, hand-forged Damascus knives, and much more. If you collect knives or if your knife is an important tool to you, this ICCE show is a must. Beautiful engraving and scrimshod knives by world-class artists. But it's 2 days only, April 3rd and 4th, in the Stampede Room, Stockyard Station, Fort Worth.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors isn't breaking outdoor news. You have that in your hand or pocket every minute of the day. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is about the people, places, wildlife, and wonder that the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports bring to millions in the U.S. and Canada. From Miami to Seattle, the Gulf of Mexico to the Yukon, every week we celebrate our heritage and lifestyle. Maybe you should consider advertising with us. Just drop us a note at sales@bdkoradio.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials.
All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra Championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
We've camped on the ground and in 5-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Gunnersville, Alabama, Lake Gunnersville, the historic site for the 50th Bassmaster Classic. It is this weekend, and the guy that always handles the onstage duties and does it so well, Dave Mercer, is going to be our guest, joining us in just a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to jump back on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line and visit with my friend Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie. Welcome back, Waldo.
Hey, appreciate it, Billy.
It is 2020, a brand new year. That means a brand new Crappie Expo, and you made the big announcement at crappieexpo.com earlier this week. And I'm not gonna break that news here on the show. I'm gonna let you do it. Tell us where Crappie Expo 2020 is going to be held.
At fabulous Branson, Missouri.
Hey, Missouri, man.
Let me tell you what, brother. It's going to be right there at that Branson Convention Center. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's, Billy, right, the Hilton is tied into it. You just walk out of your room, go right over there to the expo, and win you a Ranger boat. How's that?
Man, I like that plan. Plus, while you're in town, you can watch that fiddle player. He's got 14 fingers on one hand. He's pretty amazing. You know that.
That's Shoji Tabuchi.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And of course, there's going to be fishing for $100,000. Tell us where that's going to take place.
That's going to be on Table Rock Lake, right there at the state park marina, right there on Table Rock Lake State Park. And it's going to be amazing, $100,000, and it could be some added money thrown in there. It may be $120,000, $130,000. I don't know yet, man, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be so exciting, Billy. All of the theaters, you don't think them country music singers down there ain't going to be trying some of that fried crappie?
Oh, yeah, they want some. Everybody loves fried crappie. Hey, we're accustomed to Table Rock Lake. We've seen a lot of bass tournaments on Table Rock Lake. Beautiful, beautiful place to fish. But the crappie are kind of a secret. What's the story on the crappie fishing at Table Rock?
I talked to the biologist there on Table Rock Lake, Billy, and they're telling me there is some monster crappie in Table Rock that people just don't even mess with. But I'll guarantee it, with all the technology today, and you stick 100 boats on there, it is going to be fantastic. Big weights. Can't wait to see it. And it's going to be October. The tournament starts October 29th and then 30th and 31st. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. the Crappie Expo is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so everybody can come there on Sunday and meet all the fishermen and meet the winner and shake hands and find out how they caught them. And it's just going to be, hey, crappie is the new bass, dude.
Yeah. I like that. I like the way you have restructured your schedule from last year, so the folks are not fishing on Sunday. It's over and done Saturday evening, and so you can actually meet these guys at the booths at the expo on Sunday. That's a great idea. And of course, the world's largest crappie fry. Are you going to try to do that again?
Oh, yeah, it starts at 11 o'clock right there at the Branson Convention Center, man. We fed 7,000 people last year. There ain't no telling how many we're going to feed this year.
Hey, man, you set that thing up in Branson, Missouri, and get that peanut oil hot. They're going to smell it through the mountains and the Ozarks, and here they will come like ants at a picnic. You hear me?
I think I'm going to use that rice bran oil, Bill. I think that's pretty good stuff from old Riceland over there. You know what I mean?
It worked out pretty good last year, you bet. Hey, we're going to have a big time. We'll be talking about it a lot more between now and then. Crappie Expo 2020 coming up in Branson, Missouri this October. Waldo, I know you're busy. You better get to work on this thing. We'll talk to you later.
I'll tell you what, my phone is blowing up right now, Bill. See ya.
Go get him, Waldo. That's Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, his second annual Crappie Expo coming up Branson, Missouri at the Branson Convention Center, Table Rock Lake. That's going to be so much fun. $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational on Table Rock Lake. Make your room reservations. They're going to go fast October 29 through November 1. Well, let's swing it from Branson, Missouri over to Gunnersville, Alabama. And that's where we'll run into our friend Dave Mercer from the stage of the Bassmaster Elites and the Bassmaster Classic. Dave, always a pleasure.
Great to be on the show, and I apologize for it being so tough to narrow me down, but it's Bassmaster Classic week. If you're not busy this week, in my line of work, if you're not busy this week, you're just not busy.
Yeah, exactly. And what a classic week it is. This is just going to be phenomenal. Gunnersville, when you're at a Bassmaster Classic, if you've never been, folks, you can feel the history in the air. You can feel the ghosts of Bassmaster Classics past in the air. And my goodness, Dave, this week at Gunnersville, where it all began 50 years ago, the history is thick, man.
Oh, it really, that's what makes the classics a classic, is the history. You know, it's one event linked in a legacy of legends. You know, all of the memories, all those moments that we all grew up with on Bassmaster, that's what builds this event to be what it is. But what I'm most excited about this year is just, there's nothing quite as special as somebody when they fish their first classic. The nerves, the excitement, the awe that you get to see. And with all the changes in the sport, we got a bunch of guys fishing their first classic. So this may be the most emotional classic ever. And what better spot to have it but Lake Gunnersville?
Yeah, no kidding. It's just like that very first Bassmaster Classic. A lot of brand new blood on stage, just like it was then. And yeah, it's gonna be like on the spot decision making, trying to gather your thoughts and put the ceremony aside and try to go fish. It's a hard week for guys to focus. Which is so important, as you know. You've got to focus when you're on the bow of that boat. Man, it's tough to do this week.
It really is. And as if it wasn't tough enough at any classic, to make it the 50th, everybody knows how historic this event is. Everybody knows, the place that this event is right now in the sports. You know, there is so much on the line. But as if that wasn't all tough enough, and now Lake Gunnersville is basically three fish, finished, and now we're going to have 3 days of rain and then start the Bassmaster Classic. So pre-fish may not matter at all. And that, to me, as a fishing fan, is when it gets the most fun. When you truly get to see somebody fishing by the seat of their pants, just putting it together as they move along, that's really when you learn as an angler. And really, that's what makes an event like the Bassmaster Classic so exciting to see who can put it together against all odds, literally, not just all the pressure and all the pomp and circumstance, but also all the changing conditions on a body of water.
Well, exactly, yeah. Our guest, Dave Mercer, the MC of the Bassmaster Classic. It's this weekend on Lake Guntersville, and we're going to talk more about the fishing and what's going on there this weekend when we come back from the coffee pot, but we do need to take a little break. And I do want to tell you thank you so much for tuning in, whether that's a radio broadcast, satellite broadcast, or a podcast at your convenience. Listen at your convenience whenever you want. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us in this old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors each week. Also wanted to let you know that our podcast each week, the show in its entirety, is available from all the top podcast carriers. iHeart, iTunes, Apple, Google Play. Just let them know you want a free weekly download. They'll send it to you. Every week, no charge.
Hey guys, I'm Corey Cruz, two-time National Sporting Clays Champion and five-time Texas State Sporting Clays Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, S.K. Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Parker sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at buzzardroofnewsonline.com.
I've relied completely on buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with buffalo wool. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors isn't breaking outdoor news. You have that in your hand or pocket every minute of the day. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is about the people, places, wildlife, and wonder that the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports bring to millions in the U.S. and Canada. From Miami to Seattle, the Gulf of Mexico to the Yukon, every week we celebrate our heritage and lifestyle. Maybe you should consider advertising with us. Just drop us a note at sales@bdkoradio.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality,
beverages in the field. Your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Guntersville, that is the site of the 50th Bassmaster Classic, which is underway this weekend. They'll crown a champion tomorrow afternoon. And if you're headed that way or you're there, don't miss it. Take it all in. Takeoffs are at 7 a.m. Central Time at Civitan Park in Guntersville, Alabama each day. Weigh-ins at the Legacy Arena, which is part of the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex in Birmingham, Alabama. The home of BASS, by the way, Birmingham. If you want to catch a weigh-in, the doors open at 3 p.m. each day for Bass Life and Bass Nation members, 3:15 for the general public. So if you're a Life or Nation member with Bass, you get a little 15-minute head start on the best seats in the house there. And the Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo at the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Center as well. Today until 6 p.m. and then tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Guntersville runs some 75 miles from Guntersville Dam to Nickajack Dam. The lake offers plenty of room for this field to disperse and fish any way they want to. I mentioned earlier that it took 20 pounds per day to finish in the top nine. Last time that the Classic was on Guntersville, that was in 2014. $300,000 to the winner, and this guy is going to be there when they hand over the trophy. He is your MC on stage at every Classic and every Bassmaster Elite event, my friend Dave Mercer. Dave, thanks for hanging on. Greatly appreciate it. And for folks that can't be there in person, Dave, you can still see every minute of the action. It's unbelievable how much coverage Bass is offering at this Classic.
Yeah, to be honest, you can, a buddy of mine that sits on his couch in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, can follow the Bassmaster Classic in some ways better than I can even being at the event. We have cameras with all our leaders. We cover every single day. I mean, last year, if you watched, we had cameras in the trucks while guys were driving back to weigh in. So we basically exposed everything about the sport but that's what makes it what it is. I mean, let's be honest, it's just a fishing tournament, you know? It's no different than a Tuesday night tournament that you and your buddy might win, but it's the biggest Tuesday night tournament in the history of tournaments. So it really is a pressure-packed event, but we try to give you every bit of it on Bassmaster.com, and you can follow it from the first cast to after the last cast.
Man, you've got the best seat in the house at a Bassmaster Elite event or a Bassmaster Classic. You're right there, hands-on, on stage. What a thrilling job you have, man.
It really is. You know me. I say all the time, I pinch myself every time I get to do it. It really, the honor and the oddity that I end up getting this job, never goes unnoticed with me. I love it. I grew up loving the Classic. I was at 10 Classics before I even worked for Bass. And I remember just sitting in that seat, and every time that Classic champion was crowned or that moment happened, you know, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. And to be where I am now and this to be my 10th Classic, I mean, it doesn't get any better. I really am so thankful to be there just, you know, near those guys that when it's the greatest moment of their life, you know, and want to add color to that event. You want to make that event more impactful. And really that's what I try to do on stage. I try to make the event more impactful without being the event, because the event is the anglers.
Yeah. And you do such a tremendous job of that. You accent the what's in front of us and call the play by play and show us the moment. You tell us what we're seeing better than we can see it. That's the best way I know how to put it. And we look forward to seeing you on stage again throughout the Classic. Dave, it's a brand new season of Facts of Fishing. I've been watching you. I love what you do, man. It's a lot of fun. We learn something when we watch your show every time. You look like you're still having a ball doing the facts.
Oh, I mean, talk about dream jobs. I have two of them. You know, I mean, if I had got either of those gigs, I'd be like, I'm good. This worked out way better than any guidance counselor figured it would. But you just start 13th season of Facts of Fishing, and I love doing it. And I work with a great crew. And, you know, the guys that we work with at Vantage Points put the shows together. They're tireless in trying to show, you know, really, like I said about tournament fishing, you know, you're just catching bass. You know, you think you've shown every little nuance of it, but these guys work tirelessly hard to show, you know, incredible underwater footage, incredible aerial footage, so we can learn as anglers. And, you know, after 13 years of Facts of Fishing, I'm proud to say we've taught a lot of people, and one of those people is myself. I learned from a lot of the footage and a lot of the things that we collect throughout the year.
I'm sure you do. Yeah, you can't spend that much time on the water and dedicate that much time to specifically fishing for bass most of the time and not learn as you go, discover as you go. Here in Texas, Lake Fork, Lake Ray Roberts, these lakes that are in North Texas, Northeast Texas, they tend to warm every year about like our lakes in Alabama and that area. Our weather is very similar. So I think our spawn is coming early this year. I can just see it. Our water temperatures are slightly warmer now than normal. I'm thinking it's the same way down in Alabama. I think from 10 foot of water or less, we're going to see a lot of fish caught. And I think we're going to see some giants caught this weekend.
I got to agree. And with all the rain leading into it, you got to think, if you're a shallow water guy, if you're a Matt Heron, you know, an Alabama guy like a Matt Heron, or even a Scott Canterbury, our reigning angler of the year champion, those guys are going to be licking their chomps. If you're a shallow water guy, you know, everybody knows rain comes into a system. Those fish generally shoot to that bank. And as that water raises, you're going to see some incredible stuff this week. It's the Bassmaster Classic, and it's hard to believe, but it just gets better every single year. And it's a tradition that it's an honor to just be a small part of. But I think we're going to see some crazy things happen. That crazy charge of that pre-spawn fight when they first start charging up, we're going to see some of that here this week.
Absolutely. You betcha. Hey, and we want to certainly let people know, if you're going to be at the Classic this weekend, lots to do. Don't miss the expo. Of course, the weigh-in is spectacular, and that's a big deal. But make sure you get there early. There's a lot of ground to cover there, Dave.
Yeah, you got the whole expo, tons of stuff to do there. And it's not like any, if you've never been before, it's not like your standard trade show. You know, it's a celebration of our sport. And you see manufacturers giving away things and doing things in booths that you won't see at any show. So the show on itself is a lot of fun. You got to make sure to be part of that. But, of course, get in that arena, because being part of the Classic weigh-in, it's not just about the anglers. Anybody who's ever witnessed one knows it. It's about being a part of that moment in history in bass fishing. And it's one of those events that you go to and you know, you'll look back in years and say, hey, I was there when, and I can guarantee you that we're going to look back in this 50th edition of the Classic, and a lot of people will say, I was there when.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you on stage later today, Dave, and throughout the weekend. Go have a great Classic, and always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for thinking of me, and we'll see you all at the Bassmaster Classic.
It's going to be a blast, whether you're online or in person.
I'm all out of time. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this time we've had together in this old camp house, though, and invite you back next time around. Going to try to get old Ray I to go turkey hunting with us a little on the next show. I hope you will, too. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.